The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on a bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, see the hanging around a bunch of bad letters, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Appalachia right across the river and through the woods from where Granny likes those pre-rolled. As long as she's got a little J-Mo to wash it down with, she doesn't like getting cottonmouth in New York City. The Big Apple, ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do better. I'm up for Nick, come around, flat to party, up rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Shake it up, try to be, shake it up, let me hear you, shake it up. All right, Farrell with you and Mafia on a Tuesday night. They're in overtime, Boston and Tampa Bay. Unbelievable game to the Eastern Conference semi. Marchand scored late in the third, descended into overtime. I got to tell you, Tampa played a lot better in this game. For sure, they were down early, 1-0, tied at 1-1, and here they are in the extra session. I am telling you, the way they skate, they come at you like the Russian Red Army in blue, and they're like pounding it on Halak now in the extra session. We'll keep our eyes on this one, plus we got Vancouver and Vegas tonight. Should be interesting. And then, obviously, Farrell with a huge double cover with the Nuggets, took them on the money line to win and getting the three, the double cover. Murray with 42. And now the Clippers are putting a beating on the Mavericks early in this game in Orlando. Right now, you're looking at 56-37 clip joint difference. Paul George is hitting his shots, and he just hit another one. Go with us tonight, 844-843-6879. Come on, Sal Cal, get on the hooks.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Palat wins it in overtime for the Lightning to even the series at ones. From Gord and Maroon 5, Palat with a rebound in front, glove side, a popper on a save by Halak, got loose to his left, and boom, there's Palat to bang it in. Easy goal. Lightning win it in overtime. And now the series is tied 1-1, and they will play again tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to have the Lightning Bruins Game 3, Islanders Flyers Game 2, and Avs Stars Game 3. Right now, already, Vancouver up 2-0 on Vegas, stunning the Golden Knights early, a minute in. Toffoli scored from Pettersson and Hughes, and then at around 11 minutes, Horvat, the power play goal from Pettersson and Toffoli. 2-0 Canucks. They lead Vegas. Vegas up 1-0 in the series. As for the NBA, right now, 60-42 Clippers. And I mean to tell you, I mean, what I've seen in this game, for the most part, it's been the Kawhi and PG show. I mean, they've been just dousing the bucket with just beautiful shots, easy shots, little, you know, mid-range elbows, wing shots, you know, layups, shots at the top of the, like, free throw line, turnarounds. Leonard has 17 and George has 18. Nobody else is doing jack. And then for Dallas, Hardaway's got 11. So far, Doncic, 9 points, 3 boards, 2 assists. Nobody else really has done anything. Kleber has 7. And everybody else is pretty quiet. So one thing I noticed, and they're not going to give him the shot on that. You're not going to give Doncic the 3 on that and the foul? He hit a bomb 3 after getting fouled. The refs are not giving him the call. Did you see that, Moff? I got to see this again. That looked like a bucket to me. You got to be kidding me. I got to see it. Oh, come on. You're kidding, right? That he doesn't get that shot off? They don't give it to him. So he's at the line now, shooting 2, and of course he misses the free throw. I've seen him miss a couple free throws in this game already. And then he looked over at the Clippers bench is giving him the business, right? And he looked over at him after he made his second free throw. He just said, keep talking, keep chirping, keep talking with his hand. He had the hand gesture going, and he misses both free throws there. So Doncic doesn't even look himself tonight at you know, the outset. Three or four turnovers. He's missed 3 free throws that I've seen. And, you know, the difference is George. George has been atrocious. And now all of a sudden he's hitting his shots. And Reggie Jackson hits a 3. I mean, the noticeable difference in George, he's 8 of 12 from the floor, right? And he's hit 2 threes. Morris has hit 2 threes. And, I mean, bottom line, Harrell has got 3 points, 1 of 2. 3 rebounds. He's playing intense tonight, at the very least. He's played only 6 minutes, though. He's in the game now. I talked on Coast to Coast today about how Montrez has been, anything but himself so far since coming back from his grandma's death. Grandma died. He left. He was never with the team. He never went to the bubble, right? He finally shows up at the very end to get ready for playoff games. And he had zero cardio, zero burn, zero practice, zero play, zero anything. And he's played like it. And that's just all there is to it. And the bottom line is that the guy's a double-double machine. He's a monster on the boards, and he can give you 10 or 12 easy just because of his physicality. But he hasn't been able to do that in this series. And they were talking about how he looks better tonight, but he's got 3 points and 3 rebounds in, you know, 6-7 minutes. I'm not that, you know, impressed with it. I'm a big Harrell fan. I like his game. I like his intensity, his physicality, his toughness. And he really owns boards and owns the block, the low block. I like that about him. I'd like him on my team. I'll tell you that much. He's an absolute warrior. But I think that just like anyone, I feel that when you're away from the game, you lose your swerve. You lose your shot. You lose your cardio. As far as I'm concerned, you lose your feet. Like, so when you play a lot, if you play every day, if you play always, right, you get in a rhythm with even pain, right? So like when you're in pain all the time from playing, you adjust and adapt to it when you play every day. You can deal with, you know, foot inflammation. You can deal with knees. You can deal with whatever, fingers being broken, whatever. You can deal with it. But when you sit down and you miss, let's say you're out for whatever, a funeral, you're out sick, you're out with COVID, you're out with anything, right? And you miss a week or two. Believe me, all that stuff kind of goes away. All that, you know, game pain goes away. And I mean to tell you, when you come back and play, so you get kind of healthy and the inflammation goes down and the pain goes down and everything goes away and you're like, wow, I feel great. And then you come back and you start playing again. All that stuff comes back double what it was. It comes back double what it was. Like, so if you have bad feet, you stop playing for 2 weeks, you'll come back. It'll feel like you played with no shoes on. Your feet will hurt so bad after you're done playing. If you haven't played for 2-3 weeks and you come back and you try to play 20 minutes, you'll be dead in 14 minutes. You'll be dead. You just won't have the cardio. If you go away for 2-3 weeks and you don't play and you're a, you know, 44% shooter, let's say miraculously from the floor or something like that, and you'll come back and you won't shoot 20% because you'll start bricking everything. You lose your, you know, feel, your touch, your rhythm, your stroke. You just lose it. That's it. If you don't shoot every day, you will lose your shot. And I'm telling you, if you don't think I'm right, take a good look at anyone that's out. When they come back, they do nothing. And then here's the other thing. Why do you think these guys shoot around all day? I mean, they have a shoot around in the morning. They got a shoot around pregame for like an hour. They do 2 hours in the morning, and then they do an hour before the game. Then the game starts, right? Because they have to shoot. If they're not shooting, they lose their shot. It's that simple. Any guy that plays basketball will tell you that. It's simple. They constantly are working on their shots, their threes, their hooks, their free throws, their baseline shots, corner shots, wing shots, top of the key, you name it. Their step backs, turnarounds, they're doing everything. Little poppers from 5 feet out, they do those all day because they know that if they don't keep that body, that sink, that feel of your release, the weight of your shot, the weight of your arm, your wrist, when you snap a shot, right? You're just like constant. Like, I know when I play every day, it's the distance is the difference, the distance of the shot, right? If you're shooting a 20-footer, if you're shooting a 15-footer, if you're shooting a 12-footer, if you're shooting a 6-footer, you use a different amount of muscle on every shot. And I'm not even tripping. Don't even tell me I'm tripping because I play every day of my life. So it is what it is. I played today. I scored 1,000. And I play with great players too. I'm not even kidding you. No joke. So we got our eyes on this one, right? And That Nugget game, we're going to talk more about that. That was a huge bet for me tonight, hitting the Nuggets to win and plus +3. Mafia is my witness for all on events.com. That's where you get all my picks. Even Mafia's UFC picks, he kills it. 73-47 Clippers, 2 minutes left in the half. And they're owning this game. It looks a lot like the Laker game last night with the Blazers. 8-4, 8-4, 3-6, 8-7, 9 to get on the bench.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for all on a bench, Mafia, explain this to me. We're going to have Dave Logan on, our buddy from Denver, KOA. He does Bronco games, and he does his own talk show. I've been friends with Dave for a number of years, and he's always done the show. He's coming on tonight. How long has he done those gigs?
I believe he's done them. I think he's done the Broncos for 31 years now and his radio show for 34 out there.
Jesus.
And apparently going to do it for a lot longer from what I was reading, you know, because you always got to check with media guys, you know, especially like writers, hosts. So many times we have numbers of guys and then I go to book them and they're like, oh, I'm no longer there or I'm over in this city doing this instead. So I always have to go and check on things. So I did that, of course, for Dave, even though he's a staple there just in case, you know, you never know with COVID and cuts and things like that. And I read that last year he signed a 10-year extension to keep doing them. So good for him, man. The guy just keeps raking it in Denver, just killing it because people love him so much. He's a, you know, institution out there.
Wow. I've never gotten 10 years of anything except federal prison time. I don't even know what a 10-year deal looks like. What is that? Like, I've never even, I mean, you talk about locked in 10-year deal. I mean, I've never heard of anyone getting a 10-year deal doing anything, like in terms of radio or TV.
I think the only one I've heard that. I mean, I don't even think Stearns were 10-year, even when he first started signing there, right?
No, it was 5 years. And then everything after that was like 1 year, 2 years, right? He did it a year at a time, deciding on what he wanted to do. And
that's how you know you got cachet.
Well, I remember Howard would always say that he was going to, retire, right? He didn't. The subject comes up every month of the year of is he going to leave? And then what will all of them do without Howard around? It's like Mother Hubbard, right? Like, and I mean that respectfully. They're all great at what they do. Everyone that works there is super talented. And they got like, you know, let's just face facts. They got like 40 producers, right, that work under Gary. And he's a great producer. He's the best and that I've ever seen. And then I know that, you know, they've had a lot of producers there. You know, they have high level ones and then they have young kids that do all the hard, you know, battle type production where they're just constantly just grinding. And, you know, they make them, they run them through the mill, man. They make them work their ass off. It is what it is. It's a huge operation to do a show. It's a lot different than mine that we do with Mafia and Carver Hyde. We're like a three-man team, right? And most shows, I think, in radio, pretty much everywhere, right, are like two or three people tops. Like most, some of them have one producers. And then That makes it very difficult. I think two is ideal. And then I've seen, you know, some shows, I could be wrong. I mean, I think Rome had more than three. I think he had a much bigger staff. He has like guys that write for him and everything else. I don't right. do any of that. I've done, I think everybody's good at what they do. Jim's good, great at what he does. I do, everything really, off the top of my head in, the moment on the air, right? When I do a radio show. And, but at the same time, you know, as well as I do, Mafia, that, I choose hundreds of stories a day to focus on as a, topic center. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the plan is to, let's talk about all this stuff, and it is what it is. And so when I send it and get it ready to package it for the show, I just know, like, I've formed an opinion about it right after I've, you know, dealt with it or read it or listened to it or watched it, right? Depending on a game or an interview or a story, I do all that during the day. And then I go in and do the show on TV, which is, you know, planned out, dramatically planned out. Every minute of the show is planned out. And then on radio, it's pretty loose, and I just do it as is, off the top of my head, because I've done it for so long. I've done it for 35 years, so I don't need all that extra people running around doing this, doing that. I got Mafia is great, and Carver High is great. They're both great at what they do. They know what to do. They're pros. They're veterans, and they've done it for a long time at the highest level in New York. And, you know, I guess in not so many words, that's why they're, you know, and I don't mean this disrespectfully to anybody. That's, I think, why they're here at, you know, the highest level in New York. It is what it is. I love, you know, people say all the time, where have you liked living the most and doing the show the most? It was Los Angeles, right? For me, I liked LA the best, but at the end of the day, the reality of it is that my best career has been in New York, right? I had the most fun in LA when I did Pharrell on a Bench on Westwood One. I had the most fun when I lived there. And that was because I was young and crazy and drunk and high and everything else, and wild, and women, you know, just left and right, just nothing but trouble. I mean, just five-star general felonies. I mean, I was just a bad boy. And then when I moved to New York, I slowed down a lot in terms of my lifestyle because I got married and I had kids, right? So, and that didn't ruin anything for me. I still think I'm cool. I just think it changed me a lot. And I think that, you know, I have people that I'm responsible for now in my life. And before I had none of that. And so the best years of my career, I think the most successful part of my career, not to bore you, has been in New York. I mean, it is what it is. I've spent more time in New York than anywhere now. I've been here for over 20 years, and that's it. So a lot of L.A. and a lot of New York. I was in San Francisco for a year. Yes, that was great. Miami, a year. Great. Atlanta. But I was in Atlanta to do NHL play-by-play. And then prior to my national success, I was a local guy in Atlanta on CNN. So I did a year there too. So, but mostly you're talking about 10 and 20 years in New York and LA, and then five scattered around in little other gigs that were not little, but, you know, smaller than what I've, you know, done in New York and LA. So I did really well in all those markets. I loved it. But that's crazy that Dave Logan's done, whatever you said, 33 and 31 or something like that, or 33 and 34. I can't even keep track of what you said to me. But that's crazy. A 10-year deal. I wish I had a 10-year deal. Then I wouldn't have to worry about anything. I could just do 10 more years, and I'd be 65, and then I'd be done.
And not only that, Scott, he also still coaches high school football and has won, like, state titles at a bunch of different schools.
I know he does that. How does he do all this stuff? Like,
I don't know.
He sounds like one of those crazy guys. Like, I saw a guy today on Good Morning America. I don't know if anybody saw it. There was some black guy. He was a security guard at the hospital, right? And he eventually decided, because he was so fascinated by the doctors, he decided to go to medical school. He was really smart, and he got in, and then he did he got his PhD, his master's. Now he's in doing his residency, I guess. What is that, Mafia? Like 8 years they make him do all that stuff? And then in a couple of years, he's going to be a doctor. He's already a PhD. He's going to be a psychologist for children, right? Like, he wants to help kids, and he wants to change the community. But he works at this huge hospital. And what's that, Mafia?
Right now, the Pirates are on their last out. Giolito's got 8 2/3, no hitter right now. The Pirates are on their last out here in the ninth against the White Sox, 4-0. Over on MLB Network.
Do you think he's going to get it done?
Now down to their last strike. It's 0-2.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And I got Gunner. I got my son giving me a McDonald's run. He's going on a Mickey D's run right now.
He's got late night.
Oh, he got the no-hitter?
Yeah, there was a little flare out to right. Thought it might be a problem, but the right fielder comes in there, grabs it, and he's got a no-hitter against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight as they win 4-0 Chicago White Sox.
So, well, on a bright note, I bet on the White Sox. I love the Pirates. They suck, though, and they got no hit tonight. How embarrassing. It is what it is. I bet on the White Sox. I keep telling you on Coast to Coast and For All on the Bench, the White Sox are for real. The White Sox, did I not say 1,000 times, Mafia, that the White Sox and the Padres were my two sleepers?
Yeah, and you literally were just talking on yesterday's show with the club up this afternoon about how, baseball in Chicago on both sides is doing great in the city between the Cubs and the White Sox.
It is. And I think the Cubs lost tonight to the Tigers, surprisingly. They got lit up. I think it was like 9-3 or something like that. We'll look at all those baseball games in some capacity or another. I know that Giolito, season's first no-hitter. Nice job by him. And then Dodgers up 4-3 on the Giants, top of the third, runners on second and third. How about the Angels in game two of the doubleheader, up 12-4 on the Astros? A's lead the Rangers 10-3 in the seventh. Brewers 3-2 on the Reds, bottom seven. Cardinals and Royals tied at fours, bottom seven. Runners on first and second, two outs for the Cards. Mariners lead the Padres 4-3, bottom four, runner on second, one out. Rockies, Diamondbacks, tied at twos, bottom of the third, runner at first, nobody out. Game two, doubleheader, Mets, Marlins, no score, bottom three. Marlins won the opener 4-0. Red Sox rallied to beat the Jays 9-7. Astros won game one of the doubleheader with the Angels 6-3. I told you Marlins 7-4 over the Mets. And then Phillies beat the Nats 8-3. Rays 4-2 over the Orioles. Indians over the Twins 4-2. Tigers 7-1 over the Cubs. Mafia just reminded me that my son is now going to be 16 in a couple months, and that he'll be driving. Jesus. Bad enough. Well, then again, I let my 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old drive the car.
Well, you were saying he's going on a McDonald's run. I'm like, he can't drive yet, can he? And then I was doing the math in my head. I'm like, oh, no, that's the end of this year. You can start driving, man. But next year, he can make McDonald's runs without you.
You know, I've let Chop drive the car before. Do you know that? I have.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah, like she just sits. No, she drives. She sits right? She sits in the passenger seat and just drives. drives the car. I do the gas. I do the gas and the brake, and she just does the steering, and she can. She can literally use her left arm and just reach over and drive with one hand and drive right down whatever, the freeway, the in neighborhoods, locally, a highway, nothing phases her. She'll be a good driver. She already knows how to drive. The only thing she'll have to work on is the pedals, the gas, and the brake, because she knows how to do everything else. She can drive.
She could even go over Europe and be pretty good. She's used to driving from the other seat.
Right. And plus, she drives like a cabbie. She can do the You know, like the cab driver's in the yard, the guy's got his arm out the window. He's got like, he uses one finger. He's driving everywhere. He's just, the guy's just like driving and making turns and avoiding bodies and people. And she drives
conversations
already
with people over in kinda, different countries at 3 a.m.
I think he's been nervous about it, like not into it. He's like, I don't want to drive. I'm scared to drive. I've never driven. I don't know what to do and all this other stuff. She always wanted in on it. Like, from like 9, 10 years old, she's like, let me drive. And I was like, all right. So I let her drive because I'm a bad person and I don't obey the law. And I just do whatever I want. And I have fun doing it. How's that sound? 844-843-6879. SoCal, what up, kid? It's your boy Uncle Futrelli over here gigging. Clip joint, getting it done, getting involved. Clippers rolling tonight over the Mavericks. At some point, Mafia, do you think that the lack of Porzingis in this lineup is catching up with them because they count on really, bottom line is, you know, like Finney Smith, Hardaway. I know that Hardaway actually has 13 in this game. He's hit three threes. So he gives him something. Doncic has nobody to give it to. I mean, Kidd Gilchrist, no points, 2 minutes. Hardaway's got 13. Burks, 3. Finney-Smith, 6. Kleber, 9. You know, Marijanovic, 3. Seth Curry's a bum. He's got 4. He really is. He's so hot and cold. You never know which Seth Curry's going to show up. I guess he's rattled by having to look at Paul George because he's married to a chick that Rivers, right? The Rivers daughter. And then she used to date Paul George. So that gets Seth Curry all worked up. And I think it affects his game, to be honest with you. I'm not even kidding. Kawhi's got 22, PG's got 20, and then Reggie Jackson, 9. Shamet's got 8, including 2 threes. Morris has 3 threes for 9 points, so everybody's chipping in. As far as rebounds, they've out-rebounded them by 10. The Clippers have out-rebounded the Mavericks by 10 rebounds. And I just actually want to look at the free throws. The Clippers have actually shot less free throws than the Mavericks. So the Mavericks can complain all they want. It's 81-52 Clippers. And it's like the same thing as the Laker game last night. It really is the same thing as the Laker game. It's just a blowout. It's not going to get any better either. They're not coming back in this game. It's, you know, it's a minute into the third, but do you really think they're making up 81-52? I mean, I said last night on For All on the Bench that the Lakers, when they were up 20, I said they'll win by 20. Carver, I said they'd get at best to 10 at best. And I said, once they get to 10, it'll go back to 20. Now, here's the deal. Giolito threw a no-hitter tonight against the Pirates. Mafia, what are the details? You said 13 strikeouts, and it's the first time in a long time. First no-hitter this season in baseball from the White Sox, Giolito, over the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight, 4-0. Huge effort by the White Sox. I bet on the White Sox today, so I'm cool with that.
It was also the first one in 8 years for the White Sox. The last one was Philip Humber in 2012. It is the most strikeouts in a no-hitter for the White Sox in the franchise history with 13, so he's just doing all kinds of things for them today with the, you know, the no hitter and just making his mark completely with an empty stadium, which must be very surreal to have the best game of your life and have nobody cheer for you.
9 innings, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 13 strikeouts. And I mean, he almost threw a perfect game.
Yeah, that's gotta burn you. You know, it's bad enough when you have the one hitters and you're like, oh man, that one pitch could have changed it all. Well, one pitch and you would have had a perfect game.
One pitch. He walked one guy. That was it. He would have had a perfect game, right?
Yep. That would
so
be
he
case.
Had 101 pitches, 74 strikes. Lucas Giolito, absolutely phenomenal tonight. 4-0 White Sox. They're 18-12. It really is amazing when you think about it, what they're doing. It's crazy, right? I really want to look at, so in terms of where they are, right? And the, can you believe they're 18-12 and they're still a game and a half out behind Minnesota and Cleveland in the Central? That's crazy. But to me, they look like a playoff team. Oakland leads Houston by 3 games in the West. And then Texas is 8 back. Tampa leads the Yankees by a game in the East. Toronto's 4.5 back. Toronto's 500. They just blew that game against the White Sox. In the National League, Atlanta leads Miami by a game. Mets 3.5 back. And they're 3 games under 500. Are you happy with the Mets being 3.5 out, Mafia? 3 games under 500? For being 3 games under 500, that's not that bad that they're, you know, basically tied with Philly behind the Marlins and Braves. But they're only 3.5 out. It's not like the end of the world.
No, and they're good at possession considering what they've done this year. I thought they've been, you know, very disappointing in a lot of respects. I thought that, you know, obviously DeGrom's doing his thing, but so much of the pitching staff that they allegedly rebuilt and was supposed to be really good has been just terrible. Mats, once again, has proven to just be a joke. You know, he's usually always injured, so then he has like the 1 or 2 good games that he pitches when he's back, and they're like, oh, well, this guy would be really good if he could stay healthy, and then he's been there this year and just can't throw a damn thing over the plate or not get a hit out of the park, so... The bullpen's letting up runs. They, you know, they had struggles with the hitting. So given all that went on, 3.5 games isn't that bad. But I think that just because that division is in such flux right now. No one knows what to do, how to keep a lead. And it's so weird with the Marlins winning when they played so fewer games than everybody else just because of the percentage points. It's just a wacky year all around.
But now they're basically almost caught up. They're literally, you know, maybe a couple games behind the pace. They're 13-11 now. By the way, the Cardinals, I sold the Cardinals today on Coast to Coast, on TV, on Sports Grid, because they're always in it. They're always there. They're always tough. They've got Goldschmidt hot right now. They've got Flaherty back pitching well. Gave up nothing last night. They're 2.5 behind the Cubs in the Central, so I think they're right where they want to be, 10-8, and they haven't played any games. So if the Cardinals play well in all these games they got to make up, they could, you know, catch the Cubs. I believe that. But I think the Cubs are better than the Cardinals this year. But Chris Bryant's injury changes some things. I think the Cubs' bullpen, you know, Kimbrel's been a problem. That's an issue. So the Dodgers are up by 4 games over the Padres. The Padres have the same record as the White Sox, 18-12. I really like... the Padres, 11-4 at Petco. They've been 7-8 on the streets. So that's kind of been their problem so far. I don't know if anybody, Tampa's 11-5 at home. Minnesota's 12-3 at home. Oakland's 13-4 at home. Houston 12-4 at home. Atlanta's 10-4 at home. Cubs are 12-8 at home. And the Dodgers 11-5 at home with the Padres 11-4 at home. So it's the Dodgers and Padres out west because Colorado's 7.5 back. I'm just stoked on the Padres, what they're doing. I think it's great. I love watching Tatis, Machado. Man, when those two get going in concert, they're going to be something else. And if they get, you know, the pitching that they've been getting, if they get that for another month, then they're going to be in it. I think they'll be one of those wild cards. They'll be a playoff team one way or the other. I think they've got a really good shot. They got to stay consistent. They can't, I believe, keep losing on the road. They're a game under 500 on the road. I think they got to be 3 or 4 games over 500 on the road the rest of the way. And then just keep playing at really, frankly, the same kind of pace at home. When they're at home, they got tremendous confidence. Obviously, 11-4. Keep doing it. Keep winning at Petco. And then I think, you know, great things will happen for that team. Dodgers and Giants, by the way, 3-3 early. No, it's 6-3. I knew that score was wrong because I gave it out before they were up 4-3. 6-3 now, Dodgers, bottom three, 6-3. A's 10-3 on the Rangers, top 8. Brewers 3-2 on the Reds, bottom 8 in Brewtown. Royals Cards 4-all, top 8. And the Royals have runners at first and second, 2 out. Mariners lead the Padres right now at Petco, 4-3, bottom 5. Padres have a runner at first, 2 outs. Rockies lead the Diamondbacks, 3-2, top 4. That game 2 of the doubleheader Mets-Marlins is scoreless, top 4. Runners at first and third. Believe it or not, I think they're playing that at Citi Field, right, Mavia? But the Mets are the road team, so they're up top four with runners on the corners, two outs.
Yeah, because you had that then, one, you know, postponed from last Thursday. That was in Miami. So they've done that a lot with the, you know, they had that with the St. Louis and Cubs a bunch of times. And a lot of these doubleheaders, they just, wherever you're playing next, you do a doubleheader and just switch roles.
There you go. All right, so Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 9-7. I have to look at that. What happened was, it was a six-run sixth inning for the Red Sox that gave them the win. Valdez over Font, Barnes the save, and in that six, Bradley singled to center, Moreland scored, Verdugo reached on an infield single, Vasquez scored, Devers tripled to right, Bradley and Peraza scored, and Verdugo, a three-run triple for Devers, and then Martinez hit a sack fly, Devers scored. There you go. Hernandez hit a home run to right for the Jays in the ninth. Didn't matter. 9-7 Red Sox. We gave you the no-hitter for Giolito. Astros won game one of the doubleheader 6-3 over the Angels. They're getting their ass beat in the second game. Marlins won game one over the Mets 4-0. Phillies 8-3 over the Nationals. I hit that game for you. I hit the Rays 4-2 over the Orioles. That second game, doubleheader, Angels won 12-5. I got that wrong. Got the Astros right game one. Twins and Indians. I had Cleveland, my top play. They won 4-2 over the Twins. Tigers upset the Cubs 7-1. Yankees, Braves postponed. I think they're playing a doubleheader tomorrow. In fact, I know they are. Cole will start game one for the Bombers in Hot Town in Atlanta. The Clip joint up 30, 90-60 with 8:40 and rolling. In the bubble, 90-60. This one's ugly tonight as the Clippers will take a 3-2 lead in the series. So Vegas is on the board in the second. They finally broke through. Alex Tuch had the goal. It's 2-1 from Theodore and Roy. So there you go. Tuck has the goal. 2-1 Vancouver leads. Horvat and Toffoli had the goals for Vancouver. Tuck's goal at 6:34 of the second. So I don't know what they're doing. The Canucks are complaining over on their bench, going crazy on the refs. And I don't know what they're calling. It looked to me like what I saw was, you know, no, I know what they're complaining about. They got him for a delay of game. He shot the puck over the glass. And the bottom line is that I saw him flick it up over the glass. And they're saying he didn't do it. And he did do it. And so it is what it is. So Vegas is on a power play again. Let's see if they can tie this game up. They got their chance now. The door's open. They got a crack in the seal because they just scored. See if they can do it again. They had a great shot there, but Markstrom made the save. The kid's been really good, the goalie for the Canucks in the playoffs so far. I think he's been pretty tough. Vegas is hard to stop. You know, game one, 5-0. They just rolled over the Canucks in that opener, and you'd think it would take the life out of the Canucks, but they came out tonight and got a couple of goals and sniped their way to a 2-0 lead, and now they've given one back. They're trying to kill off this Vegas power play. It's got a minute and a half left on it, so we got a lot going on. In the second hour of the show tonight, we'll talk to Dave Logan from Denver. Of course, he does all the Broncos games. We'll ask him about their camp and about their season and what they're doing with fans out there in the Mile High City. We'll talk abs with him. We'll talk Nuggets. Big win for the Nuggets tonight. You get it all on Pharrell on the Bench.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save